One Impact Live. There is one God. You are one person. You have one impact. Join us today to change the world. This is your life. What are you going to do with it?
It's so easy to get caught up in somebody else's troubles. We say we want to pray for them, and we'll bring it up even in prayer group. But what we really want to do is share the gossip of someone else's misfortune. Welcome to One Impact Live. I'm Terry Squires, and you've just tuned in to the 5-minute radio show that will impact your life and the lives around you. One Impact Live is all about the power of one. There is one true God, you are one person, and you have one impact. Do you know that by sharing your faith to one person, you can reach thousands? Not long ago, my husband surprised me with the opportunity to hear a very well-known author and speaker at a conference we were attending. I was so excited, and I made sure we got there on time. But within 5 minutes of this person's talk, I looked at my husband and I whispered, "I'm ready to go." I was so disappointed. You see, this world-known speaker opened the talk by bashing another well-known Christian who had made a mistake and fell miserably. And what surprised me more is that the audience, they all clapped. I was shocked. You know, the problem with Christians today is that we say one thing and do another. We talk about forgiveness and we say that we do, but do we really? We are so quick to shoot our wounded and pour buckets of salt on the wound. It's no wonder non-believers turn from Christianity and call us hypocrites. We need to change the way we think, what we do, and what we say. Jesus says in Matthew 5:37, "Let your yes be yes and your no be no," because anything else comes from the evil one. If we say we're going to forgive somebody, we need to forgive them. If we say, "Yes, I will pray for you," we need to pray for that person. There is only one person that I know that has ever lived a life free of sin, and his name is Jesus. And we must remember that. We all mess up. We all say things we regret. We all make big mistakes. But it's only by God's mercy, love, and grace through his son Jesus that we are forgiven. God never promised our life would be easy here. In fact, he said we'd face many trials in James 1:2-4. "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, when you face many trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its race so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." I love the last part of this verse because it's so important. Listen to these words again, "so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." Sometimes we're not ready for what God has to give us. We think we are, and then we get caught up in what the world has to offer us. We're not mature and we're not complete, and that's when we fall on our faces. Stay strong in what God has started in your life. Persevere, even if you've had a setback, even if you've messed up big time. Go to the one that can turn your life around and get back on this path to do what you were called to do, to be complete. He is the only one you should worry about what he thinks. Don't let others tell you you're not good enough. God has a plan and a purpose for your life, and he's waiting for you. This is your day to stand up, brush off all your troubles, and get going. If you have any comments, shoot me an email at www.oneimpactbible.com. I'm Terry Squires, and until next time, change a life and make your one impact.